AM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court hearing arguments today on Idaho's abortion law, which restricts the procedure only for life-saving reasons of the mother. Doctors say they are confused about what that means if they can provide emergency abortions. Here's ABC Supreme Court contributor Kate Shaw.
When Roe went away, states had essentially free rein to restrict or even to prohibit abortion in the way that Idaho has done. But there are other bodies of law that remain intact, and a federal law here does conflict with Idaho's law and other states' laws. But beyond this particular case, this is a reminder that when Dobbs said the abortion question is going to be left to the states, each state can decide for themselves what to do about abortion, that was never really a settlement that was going to hold.
The Senate passing the $95 billion foreign aid bill for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, also setting the stage for an eventual sale of TikTok. Tennessee lawmakers have passed a bill that would let K through 12th grade teachers carry concealed weapons. This is ABC News. A baby rescued in Oregon after police say his father murdered two people and tried to make a run for Mexico.
Police thought former officer Elias Weezar might have headed toward Mexico, but in the end he was caught in Oregon, but he was heading south on Interstate 5. Accused of child rape, and on Monday he allegedly killed his ex-wife, his girlfriend, and kidnapped their one-year-old son. In a dramatic ending, police say he was found driving near Eugene, Oregon. At the end of the chase, Weezar shot himself in the head. His one-year-old child was safe in the car. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Non-compete clauses could be a non-starter soon across the country. The FTC voting this week to ban non-compete agreements, which bar workers from taking a job with a competitor. It's set to take effect in 4 months. And Milan is getting a little tired of tourists, especially late at night. The city considering a ban on selling pizza or ice cream after 12:30 in the morning to try to cut down on tourists partying. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is getting $124 million from the federal government to help people put solar panels on their homes. The money comes from the Inflation Reduction Act. It's part of $7 billion in grants for solar installations announced by President Biden. The money is going to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and the Midwest Tribal Energy Resources Association. Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin Monday reminding voters in La Crosse what's at stake for reproductive rights in November.
One does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held beliefs to agree the government should not be telling her what to do with her body.
On the other hand, Donald Trump has recently said abortion is a state issue. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country. It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
The Bucks lose to the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Pacers beat the Bucks 125-108. The series now tied one game apiece. On Sunday, the Bucks dominated Indiana. What was the difference? Doc Rivers.
They said we couldn't play defense. We did that in the first game. They said they couldn't play defense. They did that in the second game. I thought it was more our offense versus their defense than the other way. And I thought that bled over to the defense. So I thought it was more our offense tonight.
Pacers guard Tyrese Halliburton is a native of Oshkosh, but says his family was mistreated in Milwaukee.
You know, this has been my little brother in the stands the other day was, called the N-word. And so, it was important for us as a family, to just address that. And that was important for us to talk about, because that just didn't sit right with anybody in our family.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny and not windy today. We'll get to around 54 this afternoon with wind out of the east becoming south at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 30. Tomorrow, sunshine 62 by Friday. Windy with scattered rain and a high of 59. Scattered rain and thunderstorms will continue through much of the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 20.
If you like it now.
Hot new country.
If you liked it then.
I like hearing songs that I know.
You'll love us.
98Q Country.
Things that you need. at 98.3. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Let's get it.
Girl, you gone and done it to me. Hotter than a hoochie-coochie. Got me like the first time I heard Alan Jackson Chattahoochee. I was never the same again. I'm a lifelong fan. Yes, I am. Baby, I love you like I love country music.
This is my day. These are my fields. Where our heart was what I planned. That little
And you're still the one. All right. How about a Wednesday for you? All right. Pretty nice day today. Not overly warm, but we're going to see about 54. It's a cool. I'm gonna label this as a cold start to the day. It's 18 degrees. Oh, man. But the good news is the wind's not blowing much today. And we will see a lot of sunshine. We'll warm this thing up to 54 degrees for you today. Some good stuff ahead for tomorrow and Friday with temperatures lingering at about 60. Little, if any, rain expected for the next 3 days. The weekend could be a little bit different. Chances of rain. Not often I see chances of rain in the 90s or 100. But Sunday, they're telling us there is a 100% chance that it will rain. Like I've said before, nothing's ever zero and nothing's ever 100. So that might be a stretch, but it's going to be wet on Sunday. So temperatures 54 today, close to 60 Thursday, Friday, pushing 70 on Saturday, but then cooler and wet over the weekend, over the Sunday, Monday stretch. Saturday appears to be the better of the 2 days this weekend, but still, there will be considerable clouds with a couple
of showers and maybe some heavy thunderstorms. So like I said, Saturday and Sunday both are questionable. Saturday has the chance to be the better of the 2 days. But today, I tell you what, that wind, very light and 54, we'll take that. We'll take that. We'll get you out there, get you moving. I'm trying to stop moving for a while after I overdid it on the spring projects on Sunday. My body's still recovering today, the back, and just sore. I twisted and did something that my body was just like, stop that. Don't do that anymore. But I don't know which one it was. So I'll go out there and I'll do it all again. And hopefully not hitting the one that caused that. It's a good pain. I told my wife, I said, oh, I'm hurting so bad. And she's like, well, why did you do that? I said, I don't know, but I'd do it again. So I got a lot of good work done. So I don't know. That's why the good Lord made ibuprofen, right? Sure. No, we are not. Ibuprofen induced today, though. We are. I only took one ibuprofen, I think Monday or Tuesday morning. And my body's like, you're going to need more than that. And I said, well, you're not getting it. I don't like to do that stuff too heavily. Got to be careful with that. So a nice Wednesday. We've got Reality Radio today. We're going to talk with Kelly Meredith. Some fun stuff going on at Fanatical Fish again this summer. So we'll chat with her. And a couple other guests we'll chat about in just a little bit. Had a good ball game last night. We had Athens topping the Phillips Loggers 10-6. In baseball action yesterday, 10-6. Athens ended up winning that game. And let's get updated on what's going on. ABC and Civic, we've got our twice-an-hour news and sports update.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Supreme Court hearing arguments today on Idaho's abortion law, which restricts the procedure only for life-saving reasons of the mother. Doctors say they are confused about what that means if they can provide emergency abortions. Here's ABC Supreme Court contributor Kate Shaw.
When Roe went away, states had essentially free rein to restrict or even to prohibit abortion in the way that Idaho has done. But there are other bodies of law that remain intact, and a federal law here does conflict with Idaho's law and other states' laws. But beyond this particular case, this is a reminder that when Dobbs said the abortion question is going to be left to the states, each state can decide for themselves what to do about abortion, that was never really a settlement that was going to hold.
The Senate passing the $95 billion foreign aid bill for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, also setting the stage for an eventual sale of TikTok. Tennessee lawmakers have passed a bill that would let K through 12th grade teachers carry concealed weapons. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers calls Donald Trump's criticisms of Megan Wolf lies and irrational. Wisconsin's top election official got increased security after recent threats. Evers says if it keeps up, he might get the state Justice Department involved. Trump and his supporters accuse Wolf of orchestrating election fraud, even though they've produced no proof. Women running for office are on high alert for political violence this year. Threats not only pose a physical risk, they're putting women candidates at a financial disadvantage.
We see women candidates and incumbents right now having to pay for security, right? Having to put in their budgets and their campaign funds and their line items, you know, for their campaigns, a security detail.
Erin Velarde is with the group Vote Run Lead. She's urging party leaders to speak out against political violence. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Stop on by John's 3 Mile Corner Bar in Phillips on Sunday, April 28th at 2 p.m. for a meat raffle for the Flambeau Clowns. All proceeds to benefit Zora Shriners Flambeau Clowns Unit. Once again, this is John's 3 Mile Corner Bar on Sunday, April 28th at 2 p.m. N7297 State Highway 13, Phillips, Wisconsin. A meat raffle for your Flambeau Clowns.
To local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks lose game 2 to Indy. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks got out to another early lead, but the Pacers battled back to win 125-108 to even the series at one game apiece. The Pacers defensively got nasty at times. Damian Lillard.
I mean, I think that's natural in the playoffs. Somebody comes in, you lose a game, you got a couple days to sit with it. You probably have practice and film. The coaches get on your ass about it. It's an emphasis, you know, to make these adjustments and to come out and make these changes. You know, this is what you got to do to try to win the game. So I think it was a little bit of that. that.
The Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton, who grew up in Oshkosh, says his brother was called the N-word by someone at Sunday's game. Game 3 is Friday in Indianapolis, and he says he's looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm expecting it to be unbelievable. No doubt about that. I mean, we've had regular season crowds better than what we've played in these last two games.
Baseball, the Brewers lose to the Pirates 2-1. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Better begins with human kindness. It's in a smile, a listening ear, a helping hand. At Aspirus Health, better begins with knowing you and your family, learning your health journey and your health needs. Aspirus caregivers are here to listen and provide the personalized care you deserve. For when you need to be better, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Mostly sunny and not windy today. We'll get to around 54 this afternoon with wind out of the east becoming south at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 30. Tomorrow, sunshine 62 by Friday. Windy with scattered rain and a high of 59. Scattered rain and thunderstorms will continue through much of the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Big hits from big stars like
Brad Paisley,
Toby Keith,
Carrie Underwood,
all day long.
98Q Country.
See is you're gone and you left me here with
98QCountry.com.
Day today, not crazy, not people are crazy warm, but nice, 54 with a light wind, moving just a little bit out of the north to northwest, just about 5 miles an hour, just should be a nice day. Temperatures lingering near 60 Thursday, Friday. We will not have any rain, and please keep in mind that things will dry up really fast. We go from very low fire danger to extremely high fire danger just like that because things just haven't greened up yet. And over the next 2 or 3 days, I think they will. I had predicted that you'd be mowing your lawn by tomorrow. Not sure we're going to make that. How about Friday? We'll stretch that into Friday. I think with all this sunshine we have today, it's going to be one of those days where you can grab your lawn chair, go sit by those perennials, and just watch them. They'll be popping. They'll be popping today. Rain for the weekend is likely. Saturday and Sunday's chances of rain are almost 100% for both of those days. Saturday has a possibility of providing a little bit of an open window for you. Sunday's just going to be a washout, it looks like. And temperatures continue. Our roller coaster will, you know, we'll go from the upper 60s later this week down into the 40s for a day this weekend. Next week, I think summer is going to pop, or spring anyway, with temperatures right around 70 for quite a few of the days for next week. All right, local sports from last night. We'll talk about some of those scores upcoming in our 7 o'clock news, sports, and area funeral notices, reality radio. Today, we'll have a new feature on reality radio. Yesterday, I was digging through some of the old cabinets here at the radio station. I was finding some music from local artists from years past, some still playing, some not. So we're going to bring out and dust off some of those old CDs and bring you some old local. There's a lot of the CDs that they're just not useful anymore because we now have access to that music other places like online and stuff. But there's some local stuff, polka stuff and stuff like that, that is pretty good. So we'll feature one of those songs coming up during reality radio this morning after 8 o'clock.
It's time for the Kurtz Island Sports Shop Weekly Fishing Report, brought to you by Kurtz Island Sports Shop on Highway 51 in Minocqua. Walleye is still open below the dam south of Tomahawk. Anglers are producing with large fatheads on jigs, though crankbaits and plastics have also worked. Catch and release largemouth bass action in shallow water is starting to pick up in depths as low as 2 feet. While reports have been few, minnows have clearly been the key. Some nice perch have been caught by those seeking walleyes in local rivers. Try small jigs tipped with leaf worms. Crappie are starting to enter the shallows for pre-spawn feeding. Jigs tipped with wax worms or halved leaf worms provide the best chances. All in all, the warm temperature over the past weekend should improve the bite in the shallows for all anglers and species. Good luck and good fishing. This has been this week's Kurtz Island Fishing Report, brought to you by Kurtz Island Sports Shop of Minocqua. Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
Let's spice up your shoreline this summer and create the gathering spot for your friends and family. Call Freeze Firewood in Phillips today to start your design process with stairs, shoreline decks, docks, swim rafts, and all the outdoor furniture in between. Freeze Firewood can connect your backwoods to your backyard oasis. Check them out on Facebook or call 715-567-0616.
Head up north to Glidden, Wisconsin with Heckman Auction and estate sales for the Petroski Online Auction. Online bidding begins and ends this Sunday, April 28th, with the first lots closing at 7 p.m. and following. Special preview prior on Saturday, April 27th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 72698 Murtick Road in Glidden, Wisconsin. Attention sportsmen, this one's for you. With almost 700 items, including a great selection of garage and shop items, tons of sporting goods, tools, plus a 2016 Yamaha Viking UTV in very good condition. View all these and more at HeckmanAuction.com. Be sure to download their free mobile app today. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
Could there be a better name? Auto Value Parts Stores. They aren't just about air fresheners or fuzzy dice. Auto Value Parts Stores are all about parts, auto parts, and advice. Pros who know auto parts with tons of tips when you need them the most. You want real value? Don't go to a place with a cute name. Go to Auto Value. Could there be a better name? I didn't think so. Your Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts, we've got the smarts.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Mostly sunny and not windy today. We'll get to around 54 this afternoon with wind out of the east becoming south at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 30. Tomorrow, sunshine 62 by Friday. Windy with scattered rain and a high of 59. Scattered rain and thunderstorms will continue through much of the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
I love new country. Don't you say
me the trouble that is for them. See how far you make it down. That's my station.
98Q Country.
Stick around for Reality Radio a little bit later because we got some good stuff coming up. We're going to get Rachel in here from the Embrace Shelter. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. And also we're going to talk with Kelly Meredith from Fanatical Fish. She's got a lot of fun summer stuff going on, as she always does there in Butternut. And also we're going to talk with folks from the Cable Museum. They have a special project and event coming up. We're going to hook up with Molly over there. And also we're going to feature, I mentioned earlier, we have a new feature on Reality Radio where we dig through Dust It Off. I think the feature is going to be called Dust It Off. Because I was going through some stuff in one of our cabinets yesterday. I was dusting some stuff off. Oh, and I found an old CD here that's actually got my name on it, on the credits on the CD. So we're going to turn back a memory to probably 20 years back or so. And listen in on a song from the late Jeff Walker and one of his bandmates, Chico. So we're going to feature that during Reality Radio. We're going to dust off some old CDs over the next few weeks and play some songs from some local artists. So stay tuned for all that. Let's get some words of wisdom on a beautiful, beautiful Wednesday. Boy, 54, not crazy warm, but sunshine, dry, and a light wind. It's going to be a good one out there today. Let's get some words of wisdom here. Focus on the Family, brought to you this morning by Park Pharmacy.
The Bible says there's a season for everything, a time to grieve and a time to dance. And this is especially important to understand if you're in the midst of grief right now. Be patient. It'll take some time before you feel ready to embrace life as normal. Hi, I'm Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. Imagine looking out your window at a tornado bearing down on your home. The wind is howling and the roof and walls are tearing loose around you. Obviously, that's not the time to stand around and make plans for an upcoming party. No, you should be rushing to a safe place to weather the storm. Times such as these aren't when we look ahead. Instead, it's important to concentrate on surviving. Emotional storms demand a similar response. If a loved one has died, for example, and your life has been torn loose around you, I hope you'll give yourself space to grieve. Often the demands of life force people back into a daily routine before they're ready, and that's why it's wise to seek help. With a trusted guide, you'll find that you can rebuild and begin to look forward to finding fullness and joy once again. In the meantime, for this season of life, allow yourself to find that healing. And there'll be a time for dancing when the seasons change once again. If you'd like to talk through your grief with one of our counselors, call us at 1-800, the letter A in the word family. I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Their Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Hey, 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 grab your partner and stop by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Now open Mondays for Mexican night, Thursday burger and fries, Friday fish fry with salad bar, and Saturdays look forward to pork and dumplings for lunch, and Saturday night gets set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar, along with daily deep fried chicken special, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar, located at Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Where strangers become friends and good times rule.
Progressive asks, what do a middle school slumber party?
Let's stay up all night.
Yeah! Yeah!
A sleep-deprived girl. An early morning paper route. And a poorly thrown rolled-up newspaper have in common?
Hey, my window!
They can become a fast-breaking news story.
Sorry, Mr. Thompson!
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Pluto TV has over 300 channels and thousands of TV shows and movies for whatever mood you're in. Just open the app and something good will already be playing because it's curated by people who love TV as much as you do. So if you're in the mood for comedy, there's 18 channels that'll make you laugh. Looking for drama? We got so much of it, you'll cry tears of joy. Reality shows, game shows, sports, Star Trek, and even more Star Trek. No matter what mood you're in, there's something on Pluto TV. Just download the app and start streaming. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential, but finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. ZipRecruiter's advanced technology identifies candidates with the right skills, sends you great matches, then you can easily invite them to apply. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. See for yourself. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free to try ZipRecruiter for free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Mostly sunny and not windy today. We'll get to around 54 this afternoon with wind out of the east becoming south at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 30. Tomorrow, sunshine 62 by Friday. Windy with scattered rain and a high of 59. Scattered rain and thunderstorms will continue through much of the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
What do you listen?
Why? Because I like the station.
Because they're the best radio station.
I love the music. I love everything.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
I love you just the way God made you, girl. He don't make mistakes. What you call your imperfections, I call beautiful, babe.
Tell him, Blanc.
When your hair's in a mess in the morning when you open your eyes. The way you never goes by when you say that you'll be ready in 5. The little devil on the side of his frown when you're laughing at a movie that you've seen about 1,000 times. You know, girl, that I can lie. I love you.